Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Always good to get the chance to talk to a Nashville kid here in Nashville. Kyle, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Doing very well. So how's the experience there at SEC Media Days so far?
Man, it's been a great experience. Been a busy morning, but it's really well worth it. Man, it's just such an honor to represent me, my school, and my football team here at SEC Media Day, and it's words can't describe the feeling. It's just great.
Well, what does it say about your relationship right now with Jeremy Pruitt that he chose you as one of the three representatives to represent Tennessee on this day?
Yeah, it seems like I'm in good standing with him. That's what it sounds like. I need to keep it that way. yeah, but it just shows just how much belief he has in me and other guys that are here down here, and it just shows the work we put in. Since the time he's been here, he's really gained some respect for us, and it's really just great to have the head coach on your side. So
I'm not going to ask you a lot of questions about playing for Butch Jones. I know that you guys have turned the page, and you'd probably tell me that. But I will ask you this. What has been the biggest change from when Jeremy Pruitt took over, and what's going on with the program right now? To you, what's been the biggest difference with this new coaching staff?
Yeah, I'll say probably Coach Pruitt and his coaching staff definitely came in here with a mindset that, last year's over with, and we're ready to, start a new chapter. We're ready to, build a new culture here at the University of Tennessee, whereas, we're at the top. Because they believe that University of Tennessee can be back at the top. And they've definitely gave us the confidence that we can do that. So, even now. So, definitely very excited about this upcoming season with him and his new coaching staff. It's my last year as a senior. It just means so much to me for my last season to be, a special season. So me and my teammates doing the most we can to make that happen.
Tennessee defensive lineman Kyle Phillips is our guest on the Midday 180.
Some of us in Nashville been around long enough to remember Tracy Rocker coaching the defensive line here for the Titans. What's he been like for you so far, and what does him having been in the pros mean to a guy like you?
Oh, yeah. When I found out we got Coach Rocker, I just knew that we got somebody that was special, special player, special person, special coach. He definitely came in here with a mindset that, we can be the best in the country and that we've got to work hard each and every day, take it day by day for us to be successful. And, he just knows that, we got to get everybody on board. So he's definitely been pushing us older guys to get all the young guys on board because we know we're going to need them, throughout the season. Football is a physical sport, and we're going to have to, get depth. So, it's up to the young guys to come in, work hard, to provide that for us.
This defense completely different from what you ran a year ago. Has that transition been difficult, or have the coaches kept things simple enough where you feel like you have a good understanding of it as you guys get ready for fall camp?
Yeah, it's definitely a little different, but I'll say this for sure. We came in with a mindset that, defense is not about scheme. Defense is a mindset. You can do all the X and O's, but at the end of the day, defense is about see ball, get ball. And I believe that's one thing they've definitely instilled in us, to be a successful defense is, it's not really about what the plays you run. It's about the players and how they execute the plays that they call. So I believe that they've done a great job just instilling that mindset within us just to know that we can be successful whatever we run, and we should believe that we should be successful in whatever, call or, formation or whatever we run. So
Tennessee recently released an updated roster for SEC Media Days. There are some remarkable weight gains and weight losses with players on this team from a year ago. What has it been like working out under Craig Fitzgerald? We've all heard stories, but your firsthand account of it, what's it been like this summer with workouts with him?
Yeah, man, Coach Fitz and the weight staff has been great to us. They really are staff that really believes in us, really wants us to do great things. and wanted us to achieve our goals. And, you know, throughout this spring, they've definitely helped a lot of guys do that. They're great, always energetic, always, you know, in your face, ready to get you hyped up and pumped up for the workout. You know, you can come in to workout feeling miserable. By the time you go in there, you're ready to bench 1,000 pounds. So they've definitely done a great job with the energy and effort they've put into us to, you know, really make us enjoy what we're doing.
If anyone starts benching 1,000 pounds, he really will have done a great job there, no doubt about it. We're joined by Kyle Phillips, defensive lineman at Tennessee. One more for you, Kyle. You grew up in a sports family. Your mom's the athletic director at TSU. How did that sort of shape you when you had the ability to grow up around multiple college programs with your mom and her job?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely been a blessing. You know, a lot of guys coming into college didn't have the support and, you know, and the knowledge that I had coming in. So I believe that's really just been, you know, just a thing that I've always had an advantage over people that just, you know, I've been knowing how it worked. You know, my mom being the AD, I grew up in an environment where I'm always around college athletics. I've seen the ins and outs, you know, college football, you know, college sports. So it's definitely been a big help and really beneficial.
Kyle, make the most of the day. Have fun down there in Atlanta. Appreciate you hopping on, and best of luck as you guys get ready for fall camp.
All right, thank you.
Kyle Phillips, Hillsboro Borough alum and Tennessee defensive lineman. And that's a guy that Tennessee will rely heavily on this year. They do not have a lot of depth, but if you're looking at one possible strength for Tennessee, it may be that defensive line with guys like Kyle Phillips.